Thank you for giving us the floor to speak on this agenda item. Even if we recognize that this agenda item is directed at states' parties, however, we would like to explain how states have worked with us to strengthen our response capabilities. As an international organization with an operational mandate, Interpol is familiar with responding to requests for assistance from its member countries on a range of law enforcement-related matters. Since 2002, Interpol has deployed support teams over 240 times. Importantly, in response to an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2018, our Bioterrorism Prevention Unit deployed to Uganda to deliver an operational workshop on the law enforcement response to an Ebola outbreak. I note that this workshop was generously supported by Global Affairs Canada. This deployment to support authorities with a natural disease outbreak was the first of its kind for the organization and provided many lessons learned for how Interpol and law enforcement more widely can contribute to response efforts. At this event, we were able to provide operational support and training to national police, health officials, investigators, criminal analysts, and immigration officers from Burundi, Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, and Uganda. From our perspective and from our experience, one of the most effective ways to improve the efficiency of any response is to understand the capabilities each partner brings. We note that this was referenced as one of the core elements needed for an effective response under Article 7 in the December 2018 meeting of experts under a working paper submitted by the Russian Federation and the United Kingdom. Whether such an undertaking is done through an inventory, a mapping exercise, or otherwise, it allows a given response to be tailored to the needs of the requesting state party. Importantly, we also believe it is valuable to understand the conditions under which each entity can respond to a request for assistance. For example, Interpol's support to any request triggered through Article 7 of the BWC must align with our mandate and must come through one of our Interpol National Central Bureaus in the requesting country. In terms of our response capabilities, our organization is able to deploy for incidents of bioterrorism committed by non-state actors or to support national law enforcement in responding to a natural outbreak. We are also in a position to provide equipment, extended access to our criminal databases, investigative support to any member countries. We stand ready to contribute to any effort to detail the response capabilities of international and regional partners, as well as other efforts explored under this agenda item. Thank you very much.